Welcome back, Blue Balls. Now today we're going to do something a little different. Today, you have free reign of your cock for the next few minutes. Yes, you do. But first, okay, few rules. Your hand must be on your cock for the whole duration of this audio, or until I say stop. You must be moving your hand. You must be fondling yourself for the whole duration. But, of course, you must not come. Oh no, it's not your day to come just yet. So, I want you to start touching your dick or balls or arsehole or whatever, as long as you're feeling yourself up in some way. As long as you're constantly moving your hand. The only time you can ever take your hand off your dick in one of my audios is if you really think you're gonna come. Mm-hmm. Now while you do that, I'm just gonna tell you about my day. So keep touching now, won't you? Oh yeah, I forgot. If you fancy, I've also put an imager album in my Soundgasm page for this audio. It's got pictures of me in it and a couple of GIFs. If you'd fancy watching them while you listen, perhaps, maybe, I don't know. But they're there. I hope you like them. Okay, right. Now on to the next bit. So today, is pretty much a normal day for me. It was grocery shopping day, and I had my breakfast when I woke up, which is pretty much two cups of coffee. And then I went in the shower, lathered up. I've currently got my hair a purple colour. So that kind of run everywhere and all down my body, and it was really, really wet. And I washed my pussy, put my hand between my legs and give it a good rub. And then I got out the shower and I got dressed. I put on a pencil skirt. They're kind of my staple in my wardrobe. I have a lot of pencil skirts. I think I have like 8 or something. The one I chose to wear today was just a plain black stretchy one that doesn't really stretch. So it's really awkward getting in and out of vehicles. I wore them and a pair of Mary Janes, like wedged ones. And like a loose shirt and some tights and a big duffel coat because I was so cold. And I went about town, got a couple of things, got some batteries for something, and then I popped to a supermarket. Got home in a taxi, put all my shopping away, and I had some lunch. I had a pork sandwich. I like those. I kind of really like it with applesauce as well. It's probably a bit piggish, but I like it. I chilled for a bit then. I did some cleaning. And then I basically, I had the whole day to myself, do whatever I want, so there's only one kind of thing I do when I've got all that free time. Yeah, I put them new batteries to use. I got this vibrator, and it's kind of shaped like a curvy owl. And it's got a motor in the dildo part of it. And I never never had one of those before, and I was missing out because it's really good. You got the vibrations going through the dildo, and then you got vibrations in the, because the shape like an L is like bunny ears. So I'll have to link a picture at some point. But yeah, it's really good. It's solid as well, really hard, and it's got a thick bell end. And it's long enough. It doesn't need to be any longer. I won't be able to fit that much in me. And anyway, I warmed up the house so I could have a naked wank. And I laid on my bed. And I put my dildo in my mouth to make it nice and wet. And I licked all along the shaft and along the ears. And then I pushed it inside me. And I switched it on. Oh, when you switch it on for the first time and it's got new batteries in it and it's so strong and it's, oh, it's like instant, oof, fuck. I think my pussy clenched thinking about it. I kind of just gently teased it with my fingers, kind of pushing it in and out in little circular motions a little bit. And then I was pressing it against my clit, really, really directly on my clit. And it kind of makes you feel like you're going to squirt. When I had my Hitachi, I would squirt, basically. My Hitachi broke. That's sad, isn't it? I need a new one. But, for some reason, I get the feeling like I'm squirting or I'm going to squirt with my dildo, with it directly on my clit. But I don't. I think that it might be because the shaft inside me is kind of blocking me from squirting or something. I don't know. But yeah, well, less mess that way anyway, isn't it? And then I decided to get a little bit more comfy and I propped a pillow underneath my ass. And then I could fuck myself much harder, much easier, and my juices were spreading everywhere, right between my thighs. And oh, those vibrations were so strong in me. I started going a little bit crazy then, fucking myself really hard. I don't know how I lasted as long as I did, which isn't very long for me. But, I was throbbing and soaking, and my hips raised up, and I had, oh my god, my orgasm was so good. Oh my god. Oh my god, I came so loud. I was afraid the neighbors would hear today. Oh, but yeah, it was a good one, and there was a lot of mess to clean up. I had to go and have a wipe. It was that much. Oh, but poor you. There's nothing for you to clean up, is there? I should hope there's not, anyway. I think you can stop now. Did you enjoy yourself? Maybe you'll enjoy yourself tomorrow too.